The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Experts say Democrats are going to be more vulnerable to losing the majority in 2024 now that Senator Debbie Stabenow has announced her retirement.
There's no question Democrats are facing a big challenge in 2024, and the numbers tell the story. The Blue Party will need to defend 23 seats. Republicans have only 10 seats in play. Mike Berg of the National Republican Senatorial Committee notes Stabenow's announcement may be just the first by Democrats who, in his words, decide to retire rather than lose. Even Democrat strategists concede the party has only a slim chance of holding the Montana seat of John Tester should he retire, and virtually no shot of holding on to the West Virginia seat of moderate Joe Manchin should he choose not to run. Wagner reporting.
Ukrainian President Zelensky thanking the U.S. for its latest multi-billion dollar package of military aid. This is SRN News.
Eric Metaxas says we have to keep defending what is right.
It seems that, you know, in other words, no matter what the Constitution says, you have to keep defending it because they're going to be crazy people who are just going to do whatever they want and the state government's going to be fine with it. And then you have to go to the Supreme Court. Otherwise, you've got to deal with their Marxist madness.
The Eric Metaxas Show, overnights at 3 on AM 1280, The Patriot. Intelligent radio.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Quit smoking, chew, and vaping with a special half-price offer from AM 1280, The Patriot, and breathe freedom from nicotine. Get one program for $250. That's half price for the faster, easier, and more effective way to quit smoking. There's a limited number of these half-off deals available. It's just $250 for one person, and you could save thousands this year. Call The Patriot today at 651-405-8800. That's 651-405-8800.
Master Bull & Spa's New Year Sale. Save up to 25 to 60% off new 23 inventory and up to 80% off remaining 2022s from Minnesota's largest spa dealer. Drive a little, save a lot. We have the largest selection at unbeatable prices. Free delivery and trade-ins welcome. Master Pool & Spa's New Year Sale. Save up to 25 to 60% off new 23 inventory. Master Pool & Spa, 394 Louisiana, 952-253-0665. Master Pool & Spa's New Year Sale. Save up to 25 to 60% off new 23 inventory and up to 80% off remaining 2022s from Minnesota's largest spa dealer. Drive a little, save a lot. We have the largest selection at unbeatable prices. Free delivery and trade-ins welcome. Master Pool & Spa's New Year Sale. Save up to 25 to 60% off new 23 inventory. Master Pool & Spa, 394 Louisiana, 952-253-0665.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-846-2124. 800-846-2124. 800-846-2124. That's 800-846-2124.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I start every day by reading through the stories at Daybreak Insider. It's a look at today's most compelling stories and provides responses from key conservatives in media and politics. Over a 250,000 people get Daybreak Insider by email daily, and it's available to you at no cost. Go to DaybreakInsider.com and simply plug in your email. That's DaybreakInsider.com. In 5 minutes, you will be the most informed person in the office. That's DaybreakInsider.com.
Hi, I'm Anthony Commers with Commers Water. A year ago, we introduced WET technology into our softeners. It's exclusive to Commers. Since then, customers have saved an average of 700 gallons of water and over 300 pounds of salt each year. And you can too. Go to commers.com.
Sightseeing in Paris, at the mall in Bloomington, or on horseback in Dallas. We're where you are. Listen to AM 1280, The Patriot, at odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
Portions of this program may have been pre-recorded.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
It's time for the World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation in Bloomington and by Thunderbird Aviation, with locations at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. Here now is your host, Al Malmberg.
Thanks, Doc. This morning, we're going to spend the hour with the flying mayor of Amory. Actually, Paul Isaacson is no longer the mayor of Amory, but serves several terms in the mayor's office in this western Wisconsin community. He's been a pilot for quite a while, and he has also built a number of airplanes over the years. He was also a business owner in Amory. And Paul, welcome to the world of aviation.
Well, thank you, Al, for having me on.
Amory is one of our all-time favorite places. I was with the original group that built the radio station there. Our oldest son was born there, played tennis. In fact, if I remember right, there were more tennis courts per capita than any other town in Wisconsin. Am I right on that?
I think you are right. And one of the tennis courts has been turned into a pickleball court, so we cut that down a little bit.
Wow. How long have you been flying?
1986, I got my pilot's license, and over in Osceola, Wisconsin.
Was there someone that was a driving force behind you learning how to fly? What got you attracted to it?
Well, when I was a young boy, just like everybody else that built model airplanes, B-17s, Corsairs, you know, hung them from the ceiling, I was always interested in aviation. I'd always doodle with airplanes on my sketch pad or my notebook, and I was a typical guy, you know, young kid growing up, and then I started working, and I was working like 80 hours a week, and I just had to slow down a little bit, and I started ground school and in January 25th of 1986, and I got my pilot's license July 25th, 1986, and been flying ever since.
Was there a member of the family that that was a pilot that had an influence on you, or was it just something that you all by yourself, as a kid, you decided this is something you wanted to do?
It was all by myself. No aviation within our family. My mom grew up with the family, seven on the farm down in Dunn County, and same as my dad. So as we... I just wanted to do something different, and aviation was, and I went over to Osceola and ran and met Rich Lee, my flight instructor, and he was a great guy, and he just kept me interested, and we got her done.
Wasn't I'm trying to remember now, Osceola, wasn't there a base there? I'm trying to remember if it was Osceola or... The reason I'm asking is when we built the station...
Oh, right, there was an Air Force base on top of the hill there.
Yeah.
Farmington, yes.
Yeah, when we built the radio station, they were selling off all kinds of things there at the base, and we bought all kinds of furniture. They had an auction.
And
I didn't realize that there had been a base in Osceola. Why was there an Air Force base in Osceola?
Oh, I think it goes back to the 50s. I'm just speculating now, but I think it goes back to the 50s, and they were spreading out... the radar systems and missile systems, trying to get a grasp on how to better protect the United States from outside attack. And then they realized that, well, this was not the easiest way to do it. So they kind of closed up some and expanded others. And Now we have modern systems. Yeah.
If I remember correctly, it was a nice base. It surprised me.
I've only been there once, and we were taken there on a tour. And I believe I was in grade school, still back in the early 60s. But I don't remember much from that.
What was the first plane that you flew when you first started flying over in Osceola?
A PA-28. Cherokee 140.
Mm-hmm. A forgiving plane,
and,
isn't it?
It's a very forgiving plane. It's a very nice airplane to learn on. I believe I had that for 3 years, and I sold it to my partner because we're the partnership, and it's still on Amory Airports in flying condition.
No kidding. All right, now, are you still flying out of Amory?
I am. I have a hangar there, and with a heated shop, and I fly a 1936 40-horse Paler J2 sub.
Sweet. Yeah. What's the cruise speed in that?
On a good day, maybe 62, 63 miles an hour. But
that's fun.
Or not.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun. Go up and smell the roses.
It's a long way to get to Southern Iowa to the Antique Airplane Association flying in September. It's a long ways.
Out of curiosity, how long does it take you from Amory?
5 hours.
Well, that's not bad.
I got a tailwind. I can make one stop. I got a 9-gallon tank. It burns about 3 gallons an hour.
Nice.
Then go about 180 miles, and that's. But at the 6-gallon, it's the 3-gallon mark. The little bobber starts flopping on top of the gas tank, and you know you got a couple 2.5 gallons up. But it's hard to look at the gas tank and see it bouncing on empty, but when it's really not.
How visible is that? And I haven't seen one. I've read about them, that you can see the level of the fuel on the wing. Is it easy to see or not?
No, the level of fuel is right in front of you.
Oh, it is in front of you on this one?
In front of you.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just like a J3 Cub.
Okay, all right.
It is actually the precursor to the J3 Cub, so.
Wow. When did you become the mayor of Amory?
Well, I worked at the local hardware store, and there was three brothers and two hardware stores, and I wanted to run for mayor, you know, forever, and my brother said, no, you're not getting into politics. We got a business here, and you're not going to mess it up, whether it's good or bad. So I sold out in 2017, and as we're walking across the bank parking lot, after signing the papers, my brother looked at me and says, Paul, you can run for mayor now. So I immediately started going to all the committee meetings, all the commission meetings to learn what's going on. And I ran for mayor in 2018. And I finished two terms in 2022.
You know, when we lived in Amory, I wasn't kidding when I said it's one of our all-time favorite places. Of all the places we've lived around the country, Amory is one of our favorites. My parents, in fact, after we moved to Amory, they bought a cabin on Bear Trap. And,
oh, yes.
And they sold that a long time ago. But I've often wondered what made Amory so successful as a community. It was just, I don't know what term to use. You were always ahead of the game when you look at other communities of the same size. What's the success of Amory?
I believe back in 1960, my dad moved to Amory to, he was a number four employee for the a company called Fabritech.
Yeah.
And my dad designed memory systems for computers. Well, in about 6 years, that had jumped to over 1,000 people working there.
Wow, yep.
The things got, and we had a good mayor back then, Mayor George Griffin. He's also the one that started the airport, and he was very he looked out for the city of Amory. He wanted sidewalks on every street that was built. He made sure all the utilities were up to grade and up to par. He was also the president of the Amory Telephone Company. Mm-hmm. And I think he was third generation there. So it the people are very progressive, and they wanted to grow Amory, and the people that followed behind kept that growing spirit going.
You know,
for example, when I became mayor, I tried to position the city of Amory for growth, and then COVID hit. And then after that, I applied for a grant. We got $1 million grant. They're redoing the Main Street down Main Street. They have 8 new blocks of sidewalk in the historical section of Amory, new water, new sewer. That was quite the construction project the summer of 2021. So that was a big project. Also, at the same time, I tackled the of consolidating the library, the police department, and city hall into the old Bremer building downtown. And Bremer yeah. built, and I negotiated with Bremer to build a new bank downtown. And so we got that done. And then we also created a new industrial park and finished up the road this fall. So we have a 20-acre industrial park just north of the Amory Airport, which followed into my plans of future growth by getting water and sewer to the Amory Airport. And now it's right up to the edge. So we can actually go to the airport now, and things are looking good.
Paul, we are going to take a break. We're speaking with Paul Isaacson, known as the Flying Mayor of Amory, Wisconsin. We will take a break. You're listening to The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington at the crossroads of 35W and 494, and by Thunderbird Aviation with locations at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. This is The World of Aviation.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Al Malmberg here for Thunderbird Aviation. Over the years, I've had a number of people tell me they would love to learn how to fly and get at least a private pilot's license, but they don't know how. Well, it's really easy to get started. Just get on Thunderbird Aviation's website and schedule a discovery flight for $99. You'll go up with an instructor, and you will take the controls of the plane and actually fly it. And if you decide to continue, that flight will go in your logbook as your first lesson. There's nothing like flying. Take the first step by going to ThunderbirdAviation.com.
Has your work-life balance taken a toll by working from home? The Eden 100 building has exactly what you need to reestablish your work-life balance. Affordable office leases available immediately in a private office setting. The Eden 100 building will provide you an opportunity to separate your 9-to-5 from the family and get back into a healthy routine. Conveniently located off Eden Avenue and Highway 100. For details and showings, contact property management at 952-767-0327. That's 952-767-0327.
With winter upon us, it's much easier for homeowners to feel cold air coming through old, drafty windows. And as heating costs increase, it's easy to feel it in the pocketbook as well. I'm Ryan with my 3 quotes. Winter is the perfect time to get quotes on windows. Not only are the contractors motivated to be their most competitive during the slower season, but it also gives us an opportunity to prioritize windows based on how much air is coming through, if you don't want to replace them all at once. As many Patriot listeners know, My 3 Quotes is absolutely the easiest way to receive multiple bids without the long-winded salespeople pushing only one product while trying to discredit the rest. In a short meeting with me, I can let you know the pros and cons of all window brands and make recommendations based on your home's needs. You'll receive quotes from top-rated contractors by email a few days later. It's that simple. And did I mention I have the same free service for siding and roofing? Set up an appointment today at getmythreequotes.com. That's the number 3, getmythreequotes.com.
Over the next couple of decades, the aviation industry is going to need hundreds of thousands of new pilots. This is a tremendous opportunity if you've ever thought about being an airline pilot. Al Malmberg here for Academy College of Aviation. Through Academy College, you can earn a 2 or 4 year degree in business, IT, or aviation. Academy College offers career-specific courses that will help you advance in your chosen field. If you're looking at aviation, you can enroll in the Commercial Pilot, Aviation Management, or the FAA-approved Dispatch course. No matter what your current circumstances, you have the flexibility to attend courses in person or virtually to fit your schedule. Academy College offers small class sizes, hands-on instruction, and a competitive atmosphere to ensure you graduate with the knowledge necessary to compete in your chosen field. Reach your dreams and live up to your full potential with a degree from Academy College. Start by emailing admissions at academycollege.edu. Next quarter begins April 3rd. You're listening to the World of Aviation. Paul Isaacson is our guest, known as the Flying Mayor of Amory, Amory, Wisconsin, in western Wisconsin. And if you've never been to Amory, it's such a beautiful town. Go visit. A lot of lakes, a lot of fishing, and a lot of great musky stories off of Lake Wapagasset.
Yes.
Is it true? I remember a story. And the Apple River, of course.
And the Apple River,
I remember.
Yeah.
I remember a story, and I don't know if there's any truth to it or not, but it's just a funny story. A couple of police officers from Chicago, I think the story goes, they were fishing on Wapagasset, and they wanted to fish for muskie, and they hooked a muskie and hauled it into the boat, and this thing is thrashing around in the boat. One of them pulls out his service revolver and shoots it. And, of course, the bullet goes to the bottom of the boat. Any truth to that story?
I've never heard of it, so there could be.
Probably not, but a great story, to say the least. How many airplanes have you built over the years, Paul?
Well, let's see. I've restored 1, 2, 3, and I'm actually building my first two from plans from scratch right now.
And
it's quite the, and there's no kits for these airplanes. It's all scratch built, wood wings, middle fuselage, and wood empennage. And it's quite the process, actually, to figure it out. Because when you build the planes, you got to keep it within the, engineer's design. But you can widen the cockpit a little bit. You could extend the seating a little bit, like I had to do. I couldn't get in and out of one because it was too small, so I had to move the seat back 2.5 inches. But it is it's quite exciting. The first one I'm building is a 1929 or 28 Keith Super Parasol. I have 8 pages of plans. And the directions for the plans are in the 1929 Flying and Glider magazine.
Wow.
Tells you how to build it. Yeah. And I actually have a Henderson 4-cylinder inline motorcycle motor where they cut the transmission off, and Heath, from Heathkit fame, started in the airplane world building kits. This was his first one, and then he built an adapter so he can put a prop on this Henderson motorcycle motor. He got 27 horsepower.
Now, is this the same company that you could build the Heathkit televisions?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
It morphed forward into different things. Yeah. Well,
I often wondered what happened to the kids. That was a great TV for those who built them.
Oh, I built my stereo amplifier. I brought to college. Us kids built a organ from the plans or from the kits. And my dad was an electrical engineer, so he said, "Let's learn. You want a stereo amplifier? Let's build one, and you can figure. And I'll teach you how it all works when we put it together." So,
how cool is that?
Yeah, very.
That is truly amazing. Did your dad go flying with you in any of the planes that you built?
No, No. The ones I restored, yes, but none of the airplanes I built. Yeah, there's, I got a funny story. We took off from Amory at a Cessna 172, my second airplane, and my mom and dad came out after work, and we were flying up to Borger Village, you know, up by Siren, north of Siren, north and east of Siren, and I look at the windsock's hanging limp out there. So we get up in the air, and it's getting dark because it's early spring, and get up in the air, and boy, we're moving kind of slow. So I turn on the Loran because I knew where I was going, and it says ground speed of 80 miles an hour. Or 70 miles an hour. It was 70 miles an hour because there's like a 40 mile an hour headwind up there. I told my dad we'd be there in a half an hour. After a half an hour, we weren't even close yet. He's up. He's got his nose against the windscreen. Where is it? I said, well, we're only going 80 miles an hour. Got a 40 mile an hour headwind. I said, it's going to be fun landing up there. So we get up there. I look down and the windsock's hanging straight down. I go, what the heck? And, we landed, had dinner, and I hopped in the airplane, climbed up to 3,000 feet. And on the way home, we were doing 140. Got home in 20 minutes or less. It was just like, wow. And it was smooth. You couldn't even tell. And after that, my dad said, I don't know about these airplanes.
What was the very first plane that you built? Not restored, but built.
Why? I'm building my first two right now over the last 5 years. I got two projects going. I work on one, and then I drop that and work on the other one, but I have not completed one. I've only completed restorations. And like I said, I think I have five restorations under my belt. And that's just like almost just like building, because you pull everything apart, you replace everything that needs to be replaced. A lot of these old planes, you have to owner manufactured parts because there's no more parts available. So it's very interesting.
You know, I don't know how you do that, having several going on at the same time. I get going on a project, and it drives my wife crazy, because once I get going on something, she knows that I'm not going to start anything else until I've completed whatever I'm working on.
Well, I get a 1928 Lincoln Sport biplane that I was working on real hard. I put like 500 hours into it. And then I got this Heath Super Parasol, and I'm about maybe 40 hours away from getting it covered. So I kind of put my time towards that. If you go onto the EA website, they have a builder's log on there. And you can actually look up and see what I'm building, see the pictures, see the progress, and see what I really do. I log every day on when I work on them. I log my time, download pictures. It'd be my builder's log for the licensing of the airplane when I'm done.
Fascinating. You know, I got to take that statement back that I made, that I never start a project until I'm done with one. Last spring, my 12-year-old grandson Walker and I, we disassembled a 1948 8N tractor, Ford.
Oh, boy.
That was in late spring, and little did I realize all of the projects that my wife had lined up for me. And she said, does this mean that you're not going to do anything all summer except for work on that tractor? And I said, well, it's all as part now, and I don't want to lose parts. It's all laid out on the table. And she said, well, I want to do this, and I want to do this, and I want to do that. And the tractor is still in parts.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
You got a heated chop?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
It is so much fun to do that. So.
Yeah. Have you ever, when you've had more than one project going like that, has one gone by the wayside? Have you lost parts?
No, because I'm building the parts as I'm putting it together.
Okay.
So, and the airplanes are kind of like, I completely assemble them to where I want to be, which is so when I get all done and they're fully assembled without any covering on them, then I can get a pre-cover inspection. They can inspect everything. And then when you get the pre-cover inspection done, you pull it apart, and that's when you lose parts. So you got to be really, really careful. You know, you got to get little Ziploc baggies, put all the bolts on the left, right, front strut, you know, or the left front strut and the left rear strut, you know. So you got to label everything. So when you go to put it back together, it's all there. You completed the kit before you covered it. When you're done covering it, painting it, you just bolt it together.
Sweet. Paul, we're going to take a break. Yeah. Paul Isaacson is our guest, flying mayor of Amory, Wisconsin. And you're listening to The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington at 35W and 494, and by Thunderbird Aviation with locations at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. This is The World of Aviation.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Al Malmberg here for Thunderbird Aviation. Over the years, I've had a number of people tell me they would love to learn how to fly and get at least a private pilot's license, but they don't know how. Well, it's really easy to get started. Just get on Thunderbird Aviation's website and schedule a discovery flight for $99. You'll go up with an instructor, and you will take the controls of the plane and actually fly it. And if you decide to continue, that flight will go in your logbook as your first lesson. There's nothing like flying. Take the first step by going to ThunderbirdAviation.com.
Has your work-life balance taken a toll by working from home? The Eden 100 building has exactly what you need to reestablish your work-life balance. Affordable office leases available immediately in a private office setting. The Eden 100 building will provide you an opportunity to separate your 9-to-5 from the family and get back into a healthy routine. Conveniently located off Eden Avenue and Highway 100. For details and showings, contact property management at 952-767-0327. That's 952-767-0327.
Salmon fishing in Alaska, at an amusement park in Green Bay, or taking a stroll through Loring Park.
We're where you are.
Stream AM 1280 The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
During the pandemic, they closed our churches down.
Suicide rates are exploding. Drug and alcohol use is ravaging America. And there's no church to bring the hope.
See the new documentary, Super Spreader, how a stand against religious tyranny brought hope to a country in crisis.
Christian singer and activist Sean Foyt leading what's called Let Us Worship.
Here's a move of God that's going to change America.
Watch Super Spreader, available now at SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hear the top voices in conservative radio on your Amazon smart speaker.
Now streaming AM 1280 The Patriot, intelligent radio.
Just ask Alexa to play The Patriot Minneapolis. That's play The Patriot Minneapolis.
There are few things in life better than leaving the confines of old Mother Earth, putting the nose of your airplane on the center line, and going full throttle down the runway. You put a little back pressure on the stick, and the plane knows when to lift off. It's a feeling you can only get being a pilot. Al Malmberg here for Thunderbird Aviation. You can experience this by taking a $99 discovery flight at Thunderbird. You'll go up with a certified flight instructor, and you will actually take the controls of the plane and fly it. You'll feel the exhilaration, excitement, and gratification that you've heard me talk about so many times over the years. Thunderbird Aviation is where I learned to fly, and they are simply the best. They have a variety of aircraft you can rent, and you can always be assured that they've been maintained to the highest of standards. The first step, though, is to take a discovery flight. Visit their website at ThunderbirdAviation.com. Thunderbird Aviation, located at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. To learn more about the discovery flight, go to ThunderbirdAviation.com. You're listening to The World of Aviation. Paul Isaacson is our guest, known as the Flying Mayor of Amory. Who tagged you with that title?
You know, I can't even tell you that. It's probably Dave from Midwest Fire.
Yeah, wouldn't surprise me. Yeah. When did you had mentioned that you and your brother or brothers, you had the hardware store in Amory, which we were in many times, go-to place for parts. What year did you buy that?
1970, my parents bought it, and I got into it in the early 80s. So
and we were gone by then.
Yeah,
unfortunately, yes. I've been trying to think if we've ever met before, and perhaps we have way back when. Now, when you restored these airplanes over the years, do you hang on to them or do you sell them? What do you do with them?
Well, I used to turn them right away. Every time I sold an airplane that I restored, my wife got a new car. And she said, yeah, I can buy another one.
Oh, funny.
And that was like for five in a row, you know. It's like every 3 years she got a new car. And so I go, well, this is great. But it's been a while now since I sold one.
You know, I was going to say you have to have the greatest wife on the face of the earth, but there's a plan behind this action.
Right. But she also is the greatest wife on the face of the earth.
Very wise.
So,
see that?
Yes.
That's how it's done.
But, yeah. I was. I'd like to bring up a couple things. A few years back, I did the 75th anniversary of the Piper Cub ride from Hartford, Wisconsin, into the EAA convention site. Let's see, when was it? God, it must be 8 years ago now. And there was about 60 of us that joined up and went in en masse to EAA. Well, this summer, we've assembled a group of 14 40-horse J2s that are going to do the same thing, except we can only get 14 of us. And we're going to meet in Hartford on Friday and fly him Saturday morning, I believe. I mean, on Thursday, Friday, and fly him Friday morning. And have the biggest group ever of 40-horse airplanes on the field in one weekend. It's quite amazing. I'm going to be 69, and I will be the youngest pilot.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah.
How much fun is that? You know, and when you look at the operations for that air show, you're going into the world's busiest airport for that 1 week period. You're flying very slow aircraft. You've got 14 of them. Does it back up behind you going each step of the way going into the airport?
Actually, you have one chance to get in, and that'd be Friday morning at 6 o'clock. You leave Hartford at 6, and we arrive right before the airfield opens. And we're all no radio, so we follow. We just follow the guy in front of us, land straight in. They'll give us instructions of what runway we're going to be, and we just follow everybody in, and they'll guide us to where we have to go.
What's the spacing between the aircraft as you're going in?
Boy. You can land and stop in 500 feet, maybe 1,000, 1,500. You know, we're all going 60 miles an hour. And when you land, we land at 30, so you come to a stop within 500 feet. And these don't have brakes on them either, so you just, you got real good the bearings. You can roll and roll and roll.
Do they still, when you're coming in like that, low and slow, as they say, are they still saying aim for the blue dot, the red dot, the orange dot, yellow dot, or whatever the colors are? Do they still have you doing that?
No. What happens is with the J3s, the first one landed short, the second one landed short, the third one landed long, the second one short. But with the J2s, I think we'll all just land short and have our be spaced correctly, because we don't have radios. They'll tell us exactly what to do before we leave, and we'll take it from there.
Does that cause a little anxiety, a little concern for you guys going in without radios?
No, it's just flying the airplane. That's the way we fly them. There's never been radios on them. The problem is these are all single mag 40-horse airplanes, so everything's got to be working correctly. Actually, the motors are pretty much bulletproof. You need spark and fuel and air. So if you got all three, you can keep right on going. So it's not like in a modern airplane. We have oil temperature, oil pressure. There's no airspeed indicator, altimeter, and what else do we have? Airspeed. Yeah, we have four gauges. That's it. Altimeter, airspeed, not airspeed. I'm looking at the panel right now, and there's not an airspeed indicator on it.
No kidding.
You learn to fly by the seat of your... Oh, the compass. Yeah, we have a compass. So. Huh. And back then, you have to have a compass.
No kidding.
So,
did I hear you correctly that you said the stall speed on this is 30 knots?
29 miles an hour.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they're just like any other tail dragger. You got to fly till it stops.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you first started flying the tail draggers, how many ground loops did you experience before you figured it out?
None.
No.
I had a good instructor. Keep the wing low, keep the runway centered, and hold the stick back until you three stall and 3-point landing, and it works well every time.
If you could build any airplane, and you've got a lot of experience under your belt, what airplane would you like to build that you haven't built?
You know, I might try. I would like to build a nice ultralight, the Part 103, 254 pounds or less. I think that would be a way to go. I'm past the point where high performance or there. I fly in light sport, so I have to be less than 1,300 pounds. And if you get the ultralight, all you need is to self-certify your own health and you can go flying.
Right, right.
But they're like, it's when I'm flying the J2, it's the wind is the biggest factor. I mean, anything over 10 miles an hour, you get thrown around because they're so light. They only weigh 670 pounds empty, and you get tossed around pretty good.
What would be the difference between a 172 and the type aircraft you're talking about and the wind factor? Is it much more severe than flying a 172?
No, yes. The 172 weighs what, 1,700 pounds, 1,600 pounds, and the gross weight's about 2,100. So you got a lot of moving mass that it's harder to disrupt. A little updraft doesn't disrupt it, but if you're 2,670 pounds and you hit a little draft, and you're going slow too. I mean, you got the speed behind you. And with the J2, you have the lightweight and the slowness of it. You just don't have the momentum, so to say.
Yeah, I was just curious. Flying out in Colorado, where I fly, with the mountain wave effect, I mean, you get buffeted around. It's very common. And I was just curious what the difference would be between your aircraft and what we've been talking about in the 172 that I fly, because it's. There are days that I'm by myself, and I've had a lot of bouncy air, and I'm glad that my wife isn't with me. it definitely gets your attention, and it happens unexpectedly too.
Yeah, I remember being my 172 sideways. I had some college friends up and took them for an airplane ride, and it's a little bumpy, but there, and all of a sudden we hit some drafts and different cloud formations, and boom, and we're sideways, and guys go, is it always like this? I said, no, it's only what time it happened, but it was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, flying in Colorado, you've got to be pretty confident in your crosswind landing technique, because you know you're going to be using
it.
And it makes flying interesting, to say the least. And also a lot of fun. I mean, it's that challenge that makes it intriguing, isn't it?
Oh, right, because you learn the airplane, and you learn exactly, you're part of it, and you got to keep it guided forward and straight, and that takes a lot of time to learn your airplane, I should say it that way.
Yeah. How long does it take you to build, to rebuild an airplane? And the other question I have for you, you had mentioned that a lot of these frames on the aircraft are wood. You must have incredible carpentry skills, and it's not a kit. So, are you, when it comes to the wood frames, are you building those by hand and getting the curves right and all the angles correct? I mean, it almost sounds nightmarish to me. But maybe not.
Well,
you. I'll tell you what, Paul. We're going to take a break. I'll have you answer that when we come back from the break. It's a good place to take the break. Paul Isaacson is our guest, and he is the flying mayor of Amory, Wisconsin. No longer the mayor, but still flying out of the Amory Airport. And we're going to talk about the airport here when we come back also. The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington at the crossroads of 35W and 494, and by Thunderbird Aviation, with locations at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. This is the World of Aviation.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Has your work-life balance taken a toll by working from home? The Eden 100 building has exactly what you need to reestablish your work-life balance. Affordable office leases available immediately in a private office setting. The Eden 100 building will provide you an opportunity to separate your 9-to-5 from the family and get back into a healthy routine. Conveniently located off Eden Avenue and Highway 100. For details and showings, contact property management at 952-767-0327. That's 952-767-0327.
Al Malmberg here for Thunderbird Aviation. Over the years, I've had a number of people tell me they would love to learn how to fly and get at least a private pilot's license, but they don't know how. Well, it's really easy to get started. Just get on Thunderbird Aviation's website and schedule a discovery flight for $99. You'll go up with an instructor, and you will take the controls of the plane and actually fly it. And if you decide to continue, that flight will go in your logbook as your first lesson. There's nothing like flying. Take the first step by going to ThunderbirdAviation.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Over the next couple of decades, the aviation industry is going to need hundreds of thousands of new pilots. This is a tremendous opportunity if you've ever thought about being an airline pilot. Al Malmberg here for Academy College of Aviation. Through Academy College, you can earn a 2 or 4 year degree in business, IT, or aviation. Academy College offers career-specific courses that will help you advance in your chosen field. If you're looking at aviation, you can enroll in the Commercial Pilot, Aviation Management, or the FAA-approved Dispatch course. No matter what your current circumstances, you have the flexibility to attend courses in person or virtually to fit your schedule. Academy College offers small class sizes, hands-on instruction, and a competitive atmosphere to ensure you graduate with the knowledge necessary to compete in your chosen field. Reach your dreams and live up to your full potential with a degree from Academy College. Start by emailing admissions@academycollege.edu. Next quarter begins April 3rd. You're listening to The World of Aviation. We're talking with the flying mayor of Amory, Wisconsin, Paul Isaacson, and we were talking about the wood frame. This is something you were saying is not a kit, so you are you are forming the wood frame, and you know, there's a lot of angles and curves to the framing of for example, a wing. How do you calculate that?
Well, you build well. Let's go back. The biplane that I'm building, the 1928 Lincoln Sport. When instead of building the fuselage out of a truss braced wood, we went with 4130 steel tubing and made it the same dimension. So we welded up a steel tube fuselage with a steel tube tail surfaces, and then with the wooden wings. We're going to do something new, something more modern, and I was going to, we thought it would be easier, but it was actually just as hard. Now on the Lincoln's the super parasol that I'm building, that's all built with hand tools and steel and sheet metal. It is sheet metal tubing with fittings at each juncture that is truss braced with wires and turnbuckles. So the actual fuselage is all steel. There's 64 turnbuckles.
Wow.
In this, just in the fuselage alone. And then the wings, we built rib patterns. So you get one full rib pattern in one of the plans, and then you you put it out, and then you cut the little gussets and the pieces, and you bend them into place and glue them and nail them. And it's very tedious work, but it's very satisfying when you're all done.
Let's talk about the Amory Airport. There's been some improvements that have made in the past couple of years. Did you expand the runway? Did you increase the length? What exactly did you guys do for the airport?
Gosh, it's been a while now. I think it's been, you know, I can't give you the date. 2006, we expanded, or no, 89. It was 89. We had a new runway put in, and the old runway was a taxiway. In 2006, I believe, we reconstructed that runway and reconstructed a taxiway and added more future hangar sites in our airport layout plan. One of the things I'd like to mention here as we go forward, you had some of the specifics, is we have a airport courtesy car there for pilots that fly in the Eusters. We have quite a few people that come in and fly in and go downtown. We have a farm-to-table restaurant. We have a family restaurant. We have two family restaurants. People come. Also, we have a 3,000-foot grass strip parallel to our taxiway for the tail draggers that come in. The older guys, they really like it. We keep it smooth. We roll it once a year and keep it mowed nice and tight. So it's we've done a lot of things. And right now, and in fact, tomorrow morning at 10, I got a meeting with the state. We are working on our new airport layout plan. And you won't believe all the federal, state, and things we have to go through to update our airport layout plan. First of all, it's going to cost about $300,000 just to update our airport layout plan. We had to hire an engineering firm to go through all this. And tomorrow we're gonna walk through and see where we are, where we've been, and where we're going. So, but it takes 2 years to do this, and $300,000. It just seems like a lot. All we want to do is build a hangar for our snow removal equipment. Yeah.
The proverbial red tape. By the way, Dave Wyman, shot me a text, and hopefully he can call and call in and tell us the connection with the Amory Airport and Cherm Bowen, who started the World of Aviation. Do you know what he's talking about?
No, I don't. Things we have to go through to...
you don't have time?
Yeah, Dave, are you there? Dave Wyman, I heard Dave's voice.
We had to hire an engineering firm.
Uh-oh, now we're getting slapped back there. I don't know what it is either. And Dave is on the line, but I don't know if we're going to be able to get him on. We've just got a few minutes left here.
Yep, I'll keep it short if you do, if you don't.
Okay. There you are. Okay, Dave, fire away. What's the connection between Sherm Bowen and the Amory Airport?
Well, for...
And good morning.
I caught that. Okay, Sherm Bowen, he announced an air show in probably the early 1970s, and I flew in there for that, and he flew his Bonanza in there, and he was announced at air show dedicating something at the airport, possibly a new taxiway or something. But there was thousands of people that showed up, and it was a memorable experience. So it was nice to see Sherm there. I had never met him before. In fact, I didn't meet him at that air show either until years later. That's it.
You know, all the years I had known Sherm, and I'm going back in the cobwebs here of my mind trying to think if he and I ever talked about Amory. And I just don't remember.
Well, I remember that. I remember that day that all those people were there, because I got my first airplane ride in Bonanza out there from George Griffin for $1 a pound.
Wow.
And I weighed like 110 pounds, and it cost me $1.10 for a 10-minute ride.
Nice.
That's funny.
Nice. Do you fly into Amory very often, Dave?
I do. And that courtesy car Paul was talking about, I use it very often. And it's kind of neat. It's an old police car.
Really?
And so you can pull over a few speeders at the same time.
Is that an old Stan Rakowski car?
It is an old Stan Rakowski car. It is, God, it's an old Ford Crown Vic. We just had it detailed, so it's nice and clean on the inside. It looks pretty.
I had told Paul this story. We would close the radio station down, I believe it was 1 o'clock in the morning, and then put it back on at 6 a.m. And when there was severe weather, I would get a call, and I'd go flying down through the main drag out to the radio station south of town, and put it on the air and put all the information out. And keep in mind, this is way before the internet. And I remember one night, it had to be 2-3 o'clock in the morning, raining to beat the band, thunder and lightning, strong winds. And as I'm going faster than the speed limit, I go through town, and Stan Rakowski is sitting off on the side, and he waves to me. He knows exactly what's going on and why I'm busting the speed limit.
Yeah,
great memories. Great memories.
Yeah.
Fun times. Dave, thank you for calling. We appreciate it. And thanks for putting you on the Paul. Paul, it's just been great having you on the show. Any besides when you're talking about the expansion of the Amory Airport, anything else that we need to know besides the courtesy car being cleaned up?
not really. We're trying to position, the airport for growth, a new airport layout plan, new administration building, new snow removal equipment building. And as we move forward, I would personally like to thank you, Al, for putting on this show and caring so much about aviation. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. And as you can tell, Amory is near and dear to my heart and my wife's. I'll say this, if you've never been in Amory, go in, drive in, fly in. It is a community worth visiting, and you may end up moving there. You'll fall in love with it, believe me. It is absolutely wonderful. Paul, thank you so much for joining us. Hang on, I'm going to talk to you off air, so please don't go away.
All right.
Thank you. Paul Isaacson, the flying mayor of Amory. I should have asked Dave if he was the one that gave Paul that tag. No longer the mayor, but still flying and rebuilding airplanes out at the Amory Airport and now building them from scratch as well. The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington at the crossroads of 35W and 494, and by Thunderbird Aviation, where I learned to fly, at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. This is the World of Aviation.
soaking up the sun in Fiji, walking through the sculpture garden in Minneapolis, or standing in awe at the Grand Canyon. We're where you are. Stream AM 1280 The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
Quit smoking, chew, and vaping with a special half-price offer from AM 1280 The Patriot and breathe freedom from nicotine. Get one program for $250. That's half price for the faster, easier, and more effective way to quit smoking. There's a limited number of these half-off deals available. It's just $250 for one person, and you could save thousands this year. Call The Patriot today at 651-405-8800. That's 651-405-8800.
Hi, I'm Anthony Commerce with Commerce Water. Let us build you a long-lasting, high-efficiency water softener. If you contact us now, you'll get $400 off our new wet technology water softener. Do it right the first time. Contact Commerce.com.
AM 1280.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.